You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, we do not know what they want. They do not know themselves what they really want.
I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those who promoted Brexit without even a sketch of a plan how to carry it.
Brexit means Brexit.
To Wire.
So as this sting suggests, the day for the UK to leave the European Union has been delayed again from today to the 31st of January next year. And Britain will have its fourth nationwide poll in 5 years after the House of Commons voted to have a general election on the 12th of December.
And so I am standing before you today to tell you, the British people, that those critics are wrong. The doubters, the doomsters, the gloomsters, they are going to get it wrong again. The people who bet against Britain are going to lose their shirts because we're going to restore trust in our democracy. And we're going to fulfil the repeated promises of Parliament to the people and come out of the EU on October the 31st. No ifs or buts.
Can you make a promise today to the British public that you will not go back to Brussels and ask for another delay to Brexit?
Yes.
And, sorry.
I can.
And would you
I'd rather be dead in a ditch.
Despite repeated promises that the UK will leave the European Union on Thursday at any cost, Brexit has been delayed again for 3 months to make way for the third general election in 5 years in December. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who supported Brexit from day one of the EU referendum in 2016, made no secret since becoming Prime Minister in July that no deal Brexit is the only alternative if no withdrawal agreement was agreed between Brussels and London.
We will, under no circumstances, have checks at or near the border in Northern Ireland. We will respect the peace process and the Good Friday Agreement. We will protect our precious union between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Yes, this is a compromise by the UK, and I hope very much that our friends understand that and compromise in their turn. Because if we fail to get an agreement because of what is essentially a technical discussion on the exact nature of future customs checks, when that technology is improving the whole time, then let us be in no doubt, conference, of what the alternative is. The alternative is no deal. And that is not an outcome we want. It is not an outcome we seek at all. But let me tell you, my friends, it is an outcome for which we are ready.
Opposition to a no-deal scenario, including Labour, the Liberal Democrats, the Scottish National Party, and even MPs from Johnson's own Conservative Party, such as former Chancellor Philip Hammond, accused him of deliberately setting course for a no-deal Brexit and made their move in Parliament by passing a bill known as the Benn Act to compel the government to seek an extension if no agreement was reached.
Because actually there is no negotiation going on with the EU. We've had confirmation from multiple sources across the European Union that nothing is happening. Confirmation from within government that nothing is happening.
2 weeks before Brexit Day, Johnson secured a new deal with Brussels on the issue of Northern Ireland. Contrary to the withdrawal agreements negotiated by former Prime Minister Theresa May, which would see Northern Ireland remain in the European Single Market and Customs Union, under the new agreement, Northern Ireland will be only aligned to the EU Single Market, but it will remain in the UK's Customs Union, meaning that tariffs will not be applied on goods entering Northern Ireland from the UK as long as they are not being transported across the border to the Republic of Ireland. But the opposition still refused to support the new agreement, including Labour's Jeremy Corbyn.
The message, Mr. Speaker, is clear. This deal is not good for jobs, damaging for our industry, and a threat to our environment and our natural world. It's not a good deal for our country, and future generations will feel the impact. It should be voted down today by this House. We simply cannot vote for a deal that is even worse than the one the House rejected 3 times. The government's own economic analysis shows this deal would make the poorest regions even poorer. and cost each person in this country over £2,000 per year.
The Northern Irish Democratic Unionist Party and its leader Arlene Foster.
In a statement that they issued this afternoon, they said these proposals are not, in our view, beneficial to the economic well-being of Northern Ireland, and they undermine the integrity of the union. Our main route of trade on an east-west basis, they said, will be subject to rules of the European Union Customs Union, notwithstanding that Northern Ireland will remain part of the UK customs territory. And they went on to say that throughout all the discussions on these issues, they have been clear that Northern Ireland should not be subjected to administrative burdens, which will be entrenched for the future.
Give support to the government when we believe they are fundamentally wrong and acting in a way that is detrimental to Northern Ireland and taking us in the wrong direction. We will oppose them and we will use our votes to defeat them. And let me say clearly from this platform today that we want to support a deal that works for the whole of the United Kingdom and which does not leave Northern Ireland behind. But without change, we will not vote for the Prime Minister's agreement. It would be bad for Northern Ireland economically and will weaken the foundations of this great United Kingdom.
As well as the Scottish National Party's Ian Blackford.
That he knows, that we all know, is actually worse than Theresa May's deal. A deal that would see Scotland shafted by this United Kingdom government, left at an economic disadvantage, with Scotland's views and interests totally disregarded by this Prime Minister and his government.
With Westminster voting against the withdrawal agreement, Johnson was forced by the Mann Act to ask Brussels for a Brexit extension. However, with rebellion and defections from his own party leaving him no working majority in Parliament, Johnson decided to send Britain to the polls.
There is only one way to get Brexit done in the face of this unrelenting parliamentary obstructionism, this endless, willful, fingers crossed, not me, Gov refusal to deliver on the mandate of the people, and that is, Mr. Speaker, to refresh this Parliament and give the people a choice.
However, that motion was also defeated three times in Westminster, as Labour refused to support holding a general election until a no-deal Brexit scenario was ruled out.
The offer of the election today is a bit like the offer of an apple to Snow White and the Wicked Queen, because what he's offering is not an apple or even an election, but the poison of a no-deal.
Take no-deal off the table and we absolutely support an election. I've been calling for an election ever since the last one because this country needs one in order to deal with all the social injustice issues. But no-deal must be taken off the table.
But after European Council President Donald Tusk announced a three-month delay to the Brexit day, Corbyn relented.
We always said we wanted an election, we do want an election, but we wanted no deal to be taken off the table. We've now had confirmation from all 28 EU member states that no deal is off the table. So we're going to go out there with the biggest campaign this party has ever mounted.
So this election is, all, I would say, a big political gamble by Boris Johnson, because it, the result of it could backfire on him with serious consequences. So the Conservative Party, this election, they have only one purpose only, is to get a majority in the House of Commons to get the withdrawal agreement passed in Parliament and leave the European Union. But should they fail and Parliament ended, and Westminster ended up in a hung Parliament, it could be a repeat of the 2017 election, which could result in another endless argument on Brexit. And it could also cost the Conservatives their status in government, because the opposition, such as Labour, the Liberal Democrats and the SNP, could form a coalition government and go back on the Brexit process by having a second referendum. So, yeah, even though Brexit Day has been extended to the 31st of January next year, that is still not set in stone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.